And now, the Great American Folk Show, a little place where we commune with you to share stories and sing some songs and talk to some good people with great voices. Grant Lee Phillips is on the program today, and he's going to curate a few tracks from his latest album, which was inspired by art and his Native American roots. Indessa is on the show, an artist from the Twin Cities who occupies several different genres, including poetry and rap. Also, C.J. Lewandowski shares sentiments on the late great bluegrass legend Bobby Osborne, with whom he made an album. And Dallas Burrow is going to bring his best from Texas. I'm Tom Russo. I'm going to bring my best to you from Grand Forks, North Dakota. It's great to have you here with us today. East Nash Grass will set the tone for our show today with a spirited performance of a bluegrass tune that they wrote called All God's Children, live from the Strawberry Music Festival in Grass Valley, California. I mean, these guys are just totally flawless, and I can't even stand it. So here we go right now.
Rocks are shining, bleach the soul in a burning land. I paid my fare, I'll go today. Make my way to the Jasper Hill. With the desert wind and the tumbleweed flow, I'll find the fountain and drink my fill. All the children will gather there. Praise the dust and praise the sand. Lay it down, love it bare. All the children will gather there. The light of day, you might never find the way. Some will crawl by the light of moon, you might find too much too soon. All of God's children will gather today. Praise the dust and praise the sand. Laying down the lots of bear, all God's children will gather today.
Grass.
Yes, we are. My name's Corey Walker. I play the banjo.
And I'm Harry Clark, and I play the mandolin and sing songs.
And I'm Maddie Denton, and I play fiddle and sing some songs.
I'm James Key, and I sing a few songs and play guitar.
I'm Jeff Parton, and I play upright bass and sing some songs
and
as
I,
well.
And I could sing, too. I just don't want to.
We got our start some years ago playing at a little bar in Madison, Tennessee called Dee's Lounge every Monday. For 7 years we were there, and now we're taking our music out on the road as a touring band. We'll be in 36 different states this year.
It's a lot, James.
40,000 miles we'll be on the road, taking our collective music to collective people's souls everywhere all over the country. Thank you.
I'm bound to get away. Go back, sound the song. There's nothing here for you at all. Beware the storm, your shotgun rider, pain and death are sure to follow. 7 days the same road, 7 nights the same old clothes. Nowhere else I can stay. Guess I'm bound to get away. Shotgun, a ride of pain and death, they're now behind you.
We featured C.J. Lewandowski a couple years back with his band, the Grammy Award-winning Bluegrass Ensemble, the Po' Ramblin' Boys. Back then, they were supporting their brand new album, Never Slow Down, and by God, they never did slow down. I bet they traveled about 1,000,000 miles since on those United States, many touring pathways. I mean, the life of a hot bluegrass band is demanding stuff. CJ joins us today solo to talk about a special project called Keep On Keeping On, an album he and bluegrass legend Bobby Osborne began recording together, but unfortunately Osborne passed away in the midst of it after having just laid down 8 tracks to tape at the age of 91. And if you don't know who Bobby Osborne is, well, he was a legend, and here's a reason why. He and his brother Sonny played the banjo, along with Bill Monroe and Flattin' Scruggs and Jimmy Martin, were among that powerful, influential first generation of bluegrass musicians. There's nothing that these guys couldn't do. I mean, they like walked on water. Bobby played mandolin and sang that high, lonesome kind of sound. And he and his brother always hit tight harmonies and recorded some big hits that were not only big in the bluegrass world, but they crossed over into mainstream, like Ruby in Kentucky, and of course, Rocky Top.
Wish that I was on old Rocky Top down in the Tennessee hills. Ain't no smoggy smoke on Rocky Top, ain't no telephone bill. Once I had a girl on Rocky Top, half man, the other half cat. Fine as a mink, but sweet as soda pop, I still dream about that.
Rocky Top by the Osborne Brothers sold millions, and though it became a must-play tune in the world of bluegrass, it seems everybody knows it. Even the people who claim not to listen to bluegrass, they know it too. Well, back to C.J. Lewandowski, our next guest. Instead of finishing that album with Bobby Osborne in 2023, he just put it on hold, hearing his mentor and good pal's voice. And playing was something he needed to get away from. I mean, having just lost him, it was too painful for him. But thankfully, with a little help from some of his friends, like Billy Strings and Del McCurry and Molly Tuttle and Sam Bush, he returned to that album. He took it off the shelf, and he dusted it off, and he released it. It stands to be Bobby Osborne's final moments, and what a sweet swan song it is. Here's a cut from it now called Cora Is Gone.
Called his
just a reminder, pretty girls of hearts made of stone.
Awake with the blues at dawn, my darling Cora is gone.
I don't know why, told me goodbye,
but my darling
early 2019 was hanging out with Bobby. Then COVID hits, you know, we bonded over mandolins, but COVID hits and Grand Ole Opry isn't calling Bobby, mainly because of his health and age. He was in great shape, but they weren't calling the older members of the Opry. And in all reality, that's what Bobby lived for, was playing the Grand Ole Opry. So he started getting down on himself and worrying about himself quite a bit, you know, worrying about nobody wants to see me and nobody wants to be, I'm an old man, I'm washed up. And no matter who you are, I guess you can go through that at some point. So COVID was really tough on Bobby, and I didn't see him for, you know, a year and a half probably, because I didn't want to go over there and risk possibly getting him sick in any kind of way. But when that lifted, we totally, you know, picked up where we left off. We stayed in communication via text or phone call or FaceTime or whatever for all that time period during COVID. But, you know, as soon as it was lifted and he said, come on over to the house, I started going to the house probably once a month and just visiting him. And you could tell that the depressive state was still happening in Bobby's mind. And I was out in California doing a show out there and spent a few weeks with my friends, Keith Barncastle. He owns Turnberry Records, the record label that is releasing this project. I was just explaining to him, you know, that how this legendary artist, you know, Bobby Osborne of the Osborne Brothers, Grand Ole Opry stars, you know, country music stars, first, you know, first bluegrass band to play the White House, first bluegrass band to play a college, two state songs, all these things, you know, and yet he was a guy that was still dealing with some depression, anxiety, whatever you may want to call it. And I said, man, I worry about him. And Keith said, well, what if you give him something to do? What if you cut an album with him? And I said, Bobby would never do anything like that with me. And he said, I will put it on Turnberry Records if you ask Bobby. And he says, yes, and he wants to do it. So I got back home from California and I called Bobby and And ironically, what I didn't think would happen happened, and he said yes to do the project. And January of 2023, I guess it was, we started this project, and it really, it took Bobby's life to a totally different place. You know, I saw the light come back in his eyes. I saw, you know, he was being creative again. He was surrounded by people that were supporting him, and that was one thing that I really wanted to do. You know, he was down on himself, so why don't we bring people that love him no matter what? He was 91 years old, and to see him pep up and come back and sing so great and play so great was an experience of a lifetime, and it really helped him in so many ways, not only, you know, with his depression, his also, like, his physical strength and health was in really good shape all through these months of recording. It was more of a love and a passion project, focusing on our friendship and the Madelines that we had and things like that. But over time, it turned into something that was more medicinal than we thought. And I say that because it was medicinal for me. I was having a hard time with my decisions as far as wanting to continue playing music. I was burnt out, more or less. And this project really revived me to keep going. Bobby inspired me still, you know, all the way to the end. He still inspires me today, but that was a heck of a process. We both needed it. We both needed each other, and we didn't really know it. So Bobby passed away in June of 2023. I love Bobby. I miss him. And I think he would be proud of this project, and he would, if he was here today, he would tell us all to keep on keeping on.
Too old to die young.
That was Too Old to Die Young from C.J. Lewandowski's album with Bobby Osborne, Keep On Keeping On. You can find it now on Turnberry Records. It's the Great American Folk Show. Howdy to you, pard. Thanks for tuning in. We turn now to singer-songwriter Dallas Burrow, and I admire his turn of phrase titled song, Living for Today. It's a little wistful, yes, but it's a perfect thread to pull after having just heard Too Old to Die Young by Bobby Osborne and C.J. Lewandowski. Plus, wistfulness, I have learned, helps really deliver wisdom. Dallas joins us from his home in Texas.
Of the essence, it's always running out, like a freight train in the night, like a broken water spout. Once the genie's out that bottle, baby, there's no turning back. This horse don't wear no saddle, no, the train don't jump this track. It all goes in a circle, so big it's hard to see, like a blind man falling forward towards his destiny. The mockingbird might tell you what he heard the raven say. Nevermore is just a rumor. We're all living for today. If all our days are numbered like the sand in an hourglass, we still have a choice as to how we let them pass. Within every moment there's a lifetime. Each grain of sand is its own world. Forever is a feeling as the galaxies unfurl. It all goes in a circle, so big it's hard to see, like a blind man falling forward towards his destiny. The mockingbird might tell you what he heard the raven say. Nevermore is just a rumor. We're all living. As I can tell, they never quit a coming. So teach old children well to enjoy every last moment. Better put you some away, save some for tomorrow while you're living for today. It all goes in a circle, so big it's hard to see, like a blind man falling forward towards his destiny. The mockingbird might tell you what he heard the raven say. Nevermore is just a rumor. We're all living for today. It all goes in a circle, so big it's hard to see, like a blind man falling forward for all eternity. The mockingbird might tell you heard the raven say, nevermore is just a rumor. We're all living for today.
My name is Dallas Burrow. I'm a singer-songwriter from New Braunfels, Texas, and it's a big honor to be invited to speak about my new record, the way the West was won. The thing about this record is it's kind of a collection of cowboy songs that are vaguely set in the Old West. I kind of used that as a vehicle to tell some different stories. And while some of the songs are explicitly like very Old West, kind of old-timey stories, some of them are a bit more timeless but deal with imagery like, you know, horses and trains and fences and things like that that liken themselves to the Old West but could really be set at any time. Part of my thinking of kind of painting a picture in that Western style. And the fact is, too, that, you know, growing up in New Braunfels in Texas, and, you know, I live on an old family farm. We've got cattle. I've got a couple of horses now. And I grew up riding a little bit and things like that. But I was never like, you know, I was never out working cattle. I'm not like what some people would think of as a real cowboy. My dad is a singer-songwriter, and he used to be friends with Townes Van Zandt and Guy Clark and New Skinny Dennis and all those guys back in Nashville back in the day. And in fact, my dad and Towns and Richard Dobson and John Lomax III one wild night all cut their arms and became blood brothers. This is in the early 70s. And so I grew up hearing stories about Towns. And so that's been a big, you know, kind of impact on my writing. And as far as the record, you know, I was fortunate to work with Lloyd Maines, who's one of the best producers on earth, if you ask me. And was also really incredibly fortunate to have, you know, Ray Wiley Hubbard and Kelly Willis and Jim Lauderdale all come sing on the record. As well as the players, Katie Shore on fiddle, Brian Beckett on fiddle and mandolin. I got Bucca Allen on accordion, Terry Hendricks on harmonica, and my friend Colin Fox on trumpet. So a world-class band of musicians, and it was just, you know, one of those things where, you know, either I knew him or Lloyd knew him, and it was just, you know, these are just the people that we were able to get, so it worked out pretty good. And I hope you check out the record, The Way the West Was Won, out September 26th on 40 Below Records, and we'll see you out there.
I headed out of Silver Springs, I just pawned a wedding ring. Well, I've done some terrible things, but that one haunts me still. I made a last ditch effort to make it north to Black Rock Desert, glutton for pain in the business of pleasure, and I can't get my fill. Oh, sweet Susie Lee, bet you wish you'd come with me. If you quit your messing around, I wouldn't have had to strike you down. Well, I can still see your face, feel the frill of her lace. We met in that secret place high upon the hill. And married though she may have been, that didn't seem to matter when she laid my hands upon her skin and I gave that girl a thrill. Oh, sweet Susie Lee, I bet you wish you'd come with me. If you quit your messing around, I wouldn't have had to strike you down. Said it's either him or me. I gave her a chance to come along. I guess you could say she answered wrong. But death is the wages of sin, and that's about the time she cashed hers in. I saw the wedding band as she fell. I took it off her hand and downtown to sell. Oh, sweet Susie Lee, I bet you wish you'd come with me. If you quit your messing around, had to strike you down. Oh, sweet Susie Lee, now you're nothing but a memory. I headed out of Silver Springs, I got a $20 bill for that wedding ring.
Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative, helping meet the electricity needs of rural member cooperatives in eastern North Dakota and northwestern Minnesota. Our power is our people. More information at minnkota.com. Next week in Minot, North Dakota, not Stock Happens on the September 18th, it is a festival of music and art on the campus of Minot State University, which I've had the pleasure of spotlighting a few times on the Great American Folk Show, including interviewing its founders, Lori Geller and Bill Harvard. Almost 20 years that they've been doing it, and how about that? Good for you. This year we'll feature letterpress artist Laura Basden, ceramicist Eve Holtzclaw, printmaker Stephanie Ellis, and a poet from the Twin Cities, a very popular poet by the name of Dessa. She sent this recording in, and I want to play it for you now. I think it's a beautiful poem. It's entitled, How to Stage Dive.
This is a poem written about the last, I don't know, 1.5 lifetimes that I've lived, called How to Stage Dive. Pay attention to your posture while singing and practicing guitar. High school is a good time to start. At the open mic, speak and sing more slowly than feels natural. Time moves differently up there. It always will. Accept every performance that you are offered. When you get a plain envelope with some cash in it, pay a little tax anyway. The humblest shows at coffee shops or rec centers will be the most important of your career, because the shy kid in the back grows up to work for Warner. Arrive on time, even if the headliner is late. Don't eat or drink anything expensive unless invited. Stand by the merch booth after the show. If you played well and you have a Sharpie in your hand, it will occur to someone to ask for an autograph, and then a line will form. Carry reserves of aspirin, allergy medicine, and hot sauce. This habit will double your value to the touring party. No one is named Hey Sound Man. Thank you, Aaron. Do not trash the green room. Little clubs are owned by the same people who own big clubs, and you will have to come back to Omaha someday. Hire people that you trust. Keyboard can be learned, character cannot. Help load in the heavy gear. The band will notice and talk about it when you are not around. Your van will be robbed. Bring the merch cash in and your laptop inside every night. When your name is on the marquee, take a picture. You're allowed. Perform one song very well during sound check, because the bartenders are listening and they are the viceroys here with the ear of the booker whose pen signs your check. When you graduate to a tour bus, arrive early to get first pick of monks. Sleep with your feet in the direction of travel on the overnight drives, because you can recover from broken ankles. White shirts will show sweat rings. Tight stripes confuse the TV cameras. We all wear black for a reason. Invite the openers to help themselves to the cheap beers. Save the good stuff for your people. Pick a city where you have a strong draw. Preferably a sellout. Towards the end of the set, play your second biggest song. Walk to the edge of the stage. Lift your arms. Take a small step that puts your toes over the edge. The two front rows are close enough already to see what you are thinking. Rock back twice in time with the music to prime them, and then jump. Land on your back on their bed of palms. You will not feel weightless. You will feel the full heft of your grown body being muscled up to the light by drunk people of varying heights. You will want to lift your head and look back at your band, your friends on stage, to say, this is madness, or come and join me. But you don't have time for that. Now you have to focus. Look up at the ceiling, the light trusses, the calcified smoke. Feel the fingers curl around your ankles. Listen to the voices below, coordinating your safe passage. Make yourself into a battery to store some of this feeling, because it is the currency of your life. And it is only ever dispensed this way, sandblasted. And there will be many months and some years where you will receive no payments at all, and you will need to draw on this reserve of elation and arrogance and selfishness and selflessness and communion while your friends buy dogs and houses. You can't steer, really. The crowd just sets you back on stage when it is time.
My father was a paper plane. My mother was a windswept tree. My little brother's nearly twice my age. He taught me how to meditate. I taught him how to read. I grew up with a book in my bed. I got these dark circles before I turned 10. Heard my mother with her friends worry it was something she did to get such a serious kid. Now I've learned how to paint my face, how to earn my keep, how to clean my kill. Some nights I still can't sleep. The past rolls back, I can see us still. You've learned how to hold your own, how to stack your stones, but the history's thick.
You just heard Poet Dessa on the Great American Folk Show. Little piece entitled How to Stage Dive. She'll be performing on the 18th of September in Minot, North Dakota, as part of the Not Stock Festival. Catch her at the Hartnett Hall about 7 p.m. on that.
Okay.
We turn now to Grant Lee Phillips. And I have to get a little personal here. He's an artist whose music I grew up listening to. He's been on the show before. Actually, I think he was on the show maybe the first year that we started doing the Great American Folk Show, back in 2020, I believe. I grew up listening to his music, and his stuff hit me at a very special time. When I was in my late teens, and I was just discovering bands like the Pixies and Tracy Chapman, and classics like that album by Yes called Close to the Edge, stuff sonically that was just so unlike anything I'd ever heard before in my life that it just pushed me over the edge. And in part, I started listening to all this kind of music because I was lucky. I had older friends, I had college friends, and they all just were so cultured. I remember one time driving around Grand Forks with a gal by the name of Leland Nearing, and she popped this tape in the deck of her car and she said, "All right, Tommy, prepare to get slayed."
Devastation, my door was left open wide. You brought me into your heart and you swallowed my pride. I had a feeling you were hiding your thoughts. I'm made a note to myself, I nearly forgot.
And Slade, I got Mockingbirds is the name of that song. It's track number 2 on Mighty Joe Moon by Grant Lee Buffalo. That was Grant Lee Phillips' big band's 1994 breakthrough album. It's heavy. It features this beautiful falsetto. It's deep, and it's dusty, and dappled, and leathered, and, well, heck, sometimes you can only describe things by free association. If I had to give it one word, Mighty Joe Moon, and anything by Grant Lee Buffalo, or Grant Lee Phillips, for that matter, it's just totally beautiful stuff. Well, Grant Lee continues to release remarkable records, and I do mean that. In the Hour of Dust is his 12th, and it's no exception. It's built upon all the things that I mentioned before about Mighty Joe Moon. But Intimacy's invitation further extends its welcome to the listener on this one. Now, it's like a whole other wing to the castle is revealed.
I'm Grant Lee Phillips, and the new album is In the Hour of Dust. It's an album that is preoccupied with the idea of transitions, a feeling of finding your way through the sometimes blinding dust of unreality. Little Men. Some of the oldest and most enduring songs in the American songbook are those that express this longing for freedom. And it tells us a great deal about the founding of our country and the denial of freedom from its very outset. This is a song of freedom. I think of it as a spiritual, based on a firm belief in humanity.
Can a breath you are in so deep that you can't keep silent? Tens of thousands clash like we never have. We're learning the word defiance. Defiance.
Did you make it through the night okay? There are no words for good morning in the Muscogee Creek language. There is, however, a phrase, Estongan Jug Hayadega, and that means, did you make it through the night okay? I heard that phrase, and I was delighted by it. I knew I had to write a melody and a song with that phrase in mind. And so here it is. Did you make it through the night okay?
Freezing rain, freezing wind, will the frozen ground pour out again? Keep a candle close, you never know when you may need. Anyone
looking out the window sees a place they can't predict. Strange days have become, I wouldn't be stunned if the moon leapt out of the heavens or the sea swallow the sun. The strangest of days, did you make it through the night okay? Choosing not to sing of doom, I try hard to push that thoughts away. Me, I like a cheerful tune, one that I might whistle by the grave. In all my years I've never heard so many sidewalk prophets on the airwaves. Days become, I wouldn't be stunned if the moon leapt out of the heavens or the sea swallowed the sun. The strangest of days, did you make it through the night okay? It's still gone, took higher to go. Oh my love, did you make it through the night okay?
Closer tonight. This is a reflection of my uneasy feelings about this particular moment in time. On one hand, we're living in this age of scientific advancement. On the other, it seems as though we are equally capable of such barbaric cruelty, incapable of prioritizing life, our own, that of the planet. And this troubling juxtaposition led me to write Closer Tonight. We're closer than ever to realizing our greatest potential and sadly closer than ever to self-destruction. And we're being made aware just how closely we are in sharing this planet. Closer Tonight.
Out the nervousness in me, this talk of the future and all of it moving at light speed, too much to devour. Pray that we make it in one piece, but fooling a fire.
that keeps a nation warm. War it's undoing. And arrows that fly across the sea, eyeing the hour, a magic that we don't dare repeat, the trick of unraveling. Driverless cars on Market Street, around every corner. But what is to stop us before we turn on each other? Of a finger, we are closer tonight, closer than ever.
She knows me. While it's in the third person, She Knows Me is perhaps one of the most personal songs in the album. It's an acknowledgement of the fears and the insecurities that come knocking in the late hours. And being thankful that there's someone there, my wife, who knows me better than I do myself at times. She Knows Me.
Ask me what is wrong, and I'll say nothing. Float out the window like a kite that's gone and broke the string. And when I snag myself up on the power lines, she always finds a way to talk me down. Every time she knows me too well, foolish to try. Sometimes I'm full of doubt.
my feet unsure. When all the noise in me becomes too loud, keep on running. She knows me too well, foolish to try.
That's our show for today. Thank you for listening. And thanks to our guests. You just heard Grantley Phillips. We began with East Nash Grass. CJ Lewandowski joined us. Dallas Burrow and Dessa. Opening theme by Sean Watkins in Los Angeles, California. End theme by Burkham Boys in Council Bluffs, Iowa. Mary Jones is the talent producer. Eric Dethridge is the producer and editor. Lizzie Russo helps out with the digital realm. Ann Alquist is the director. Support for the Great American Folk Show comes from the John and Elaine Andrist Charitable Trust, the estate of Blair Flegel, the Lorac family, First State Bank of Golva, and Minn Kota Power Cooperative. I'm Tom Russo. May you always find that sun, that lucky old sun, until we meet again.